Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. The theme for the month of November is the second annual 21 Maxims to Maximize Your Life. These are thoughts and contemplations to help you begin finding your own North Arrow as you navigate what could only be described as a chaotic 2020. If you want to go deeper than just the audio experience, you can also head to rickalexander.com and find the show notes as well as journaling prompts. Also, that will be linked up in the show notes of this episode. I also did a short show on how to journal if you're new to it and want to check that out as well. It'll be included on the 21 Maxims page of the website. And of course, if you do get anything at all out of these, it would mean the world to me if you would head to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and just share the show with anyone you think could benefit from the message. All right, without further ado, on to the show. Maxim 21, struggle and success imply each other. When I use the word imply here, I'm saying to strongly suggest the existence of one is contingent on the other. Like they're two halves of the same whole or two sides of the same coin. A bit like you might think about life and death, right? They imply each other. You can't have one without the other. So in my first book, Burn Your Couch, I talked about the depth of experience in life and what that really costs. And I talked about it, I tried to lay it out in a bit of a linear way with three different levels. And so I'm going to explain that first because it'll give us a good grounding for me to explain the rest of this sort of idea or concept to you. So you can imagine that if you have a painting of a beautiful sunset and you hang it on your wall or you're in an art gallery and you see it, like there's something about that. If it's a great painting or if it's an amazing picture that somebody took, right? If it's like a really good photographer that knows how to frame out angles, like it'll give you a certain something, a certain feeling. That's why we hang art in our houses, for example. It's to remind us of the parts of life that we can't articulate or we don't feel on a daily basis. And so we hang it on our wall. And when we look at it, we feel something, that's for sure. Well, you can imagine if you had that same sunset, but you drove out to it and you drove to the top of this long winding hill and you got out at the top and there's sort of an overlook area. So you get out of your car and then you go out and you look at the sun as it's setting. Now that's going to give you another feeling, and it's going to be a little bit deeper, right? Like you're going to feel a little bit more. You're going to feel a little more invested in life. Perhaps you'll feel a little bit of meaning. Perhaps you'll feel an opening, because oftentimes what happens when we look at something that's vast and open, it calls that same thing up within us. And so we feel maybe a bit of an internal expansion happening if we're like kind of staring out at the sunset. Okay, so that's level two, right? Now we're getting a little bit deeper in life. And so let's talk about level three. Imagine that you start at 3:30 in the morning and you take this 11-mile trail that goes all the way to the top of that same mountain. There's no car, so you have to walk, and it's pretty steep and it's muddy and there's a bit of suffering involved because, you know, 11 miles straight up is kind of a hard thing to do. You know, your heart rate is starting to increase. Your vision's probably starting to narrow as you move up in altitude. But then you get up there at the very end of the day. Let's say it's winter, so it's like 3 o'clock, very end of the day. And you look out as that same sun is setting. Well, now you're fully in it. You're fully invested in this life thing. You're going to be rewarded for your investment with the feeling of success. You're going to be given the feeling of meaning that is orders of magnitude deeper than what you could conjure up if you were to look at that same painting on a wall. And so what I'm suggesting is that if you are willing to struggle and you're willing to pay for things, really with yourself, not with economic cost, but not with wealth, but like really with an investment of self, with all of your being, you will be rewarded. And the reason you will is because they are two halves of the same whole. One implies the other. And so oftentimes in order to get success, we have to struggle. And though we all understand that intellectually, when we're actually the ones that are uncomfortable, it becomes difficult to keep your eyes on the with the right perspective, right? It becomes difficult to stand from the right point of view and to order the contents of your life in the right way. And so then you begin to start feeling like a victim of circumstance, and you start to feel, who knows, you start to feel maybe overwhelmed, or you start to feel like you're not the one in control of your life. Well, just remember that, you know, the phoenix is something that everybody loves until they're the ones that are on fire. Right? And I think this cultural upheaval and all of this we're going through, it's going to be overwhelmingly good, but we should not forget that the cost of good is bad, right? The cost of success is the struggle. Another way you might have heard this expressed before is that one can only love to the degree in which they can suffer, right? Because your ability, so it's a bit like a universal principle, this success and struggle conundrum. And so your ability to feel is, it's just your capacity to feel. It doesn't, your ability to feel doesn't discriminate between negative and positive emotions. Now you'll find yourself going down the polarities of each, but you can only love to the degree in which you're willing to suffer. And so one of the things you'll see perhaps in life a lot, you've probably done it before, I've certainly done it before, you enter into a new relationship, and of course you've been burned in the past. And so there's a level of discomfort there, right? There's a level of struggle that you don't want to go through. And so you try to have the relationship, but then also keep the walls up. And the thing is that you don't understand when you're doing that is the cost of the success is the struggle, right? That this is a universal principle. So the thing you don't understand when you have your walls up is that you're closing yourself off to the ability to experience that relationship in a deeper capacity than you're letting them in, right? And so it is, to the degree you love is to the degree you suffer. Now you can use this principle to benefit you if you understand how it works. Like you can actually allow your heart to break open, right? And that fundamentally is exactly why that works, exactly how that happens. Because your ability to feel, it just, that's your capacity. There's a Ram Dass quote. It's one of my favorite quotes of all time. He says, "As love crowns you, so too shall it crucify you." You know, it's interesting because we live in this world that people love to talk about light and love, and we don't do a very good job of acknowledging the pain, and we don't do a good job of acknowledging the darkness and the downside. And fundamentally, one of the reasons that we are projecting a lot, you're seeing, you know, you turn on the news, tons of blame, tons of scapegoating out there. Part of why that's happening is because people cannot recognize the darkness within themselves that is as dark as the enemy that they hate. And because they have the inability to sit with that and recognize it, they're projecting it onto other people. And so then what's happening is that other people are fundamentally the problem. And this is also one of the reasons why I often tell people, like, no, I think you should do what you're passionate about. Like, really, I think you should. Now, if you Google, should I do what I'm passionate about, you'll see that a lot of people that have advice on that kind of a topic, they're actually mistaking the word passion for pleasure. And so do I think you should just do what is pleasurable to you? No, not all the time. Otherwise, you'll end up in hell. What I'm saying is you should find out what you're willing to suffer for, because that by definition is what you're passionate about. And so in that struggle, so too will you eventually find your success. Now, that's not always true, right? Like a lot of people struggle and they come out as a way worse version of themselves. And that's the reality that we live in. But what I'm saying is that the barrier of entry in success is the struggle. If you strive toward a worthy endeavor, success is on the other side of that striving. This is also why, you know, here's an experiment you can do. You can just think about yourself, like, what are the things that have hurt you in life? What are the things that have limited you? Like, what things have happened to you? And if you go out in the world and you do your best to make sure that those things don't happen to other people, you'll be rewarded with the highest sense of meaning. You know, this is why charities are started all the time, because people go through cancer diagnosis and they cannot stand to think about that happening to other people. And so they go out and they fight the thing that hurt them the most. And then they're rewarded with the highest sense of meaning, right? The subjective sense of meaning that, like, you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing, which I think people in 2020 aren't able to apprehend that feeling. And you ask yourself, well, then why wouldn't everyone do that? And it's like, well, because the cost is the struggle, right? It's deeply painful to go into the things that have hurt you. I think to some degree, that's what I'm doing with my, like, theology path. It's like I had religion presented to me in a way that was, like, quite toxic and quite harmful. And know, there were some good things too, but like, certainly like I've been fighting my way out of that paper bag my entire life, you know, and then I actually experience a true moment of the transcendent. And I realize like, we can do better just as people. Like this path, like this is way better than we're all talking about, but we've got to move through the fear and we've got to move through the projections. And we, you know, there's a lot of work we have to do in order to make this palatable for people. And it's causing me a lot of struggle. And as I struggle with it, and as I grapple with it, and as I wrestle with it, I'm also getting that sense of meaning and that sense of, yeah, you're doing the right thing. You know, it's a little bit like Carl Jung's quote, you know, that which you want the most is going to be found where you're least willing to look. Same idea here, right? Go toward that struggle, like the thing that hurt you. And what you'll find is that you're rewarded with a huge sense of meaning. And so, you know, success and struggle, they really do imply each other. It's something that is worth taking some time to sit with, making sure that you're struggling in a worthwhile manner for you, you know, in a way you're not just struggling for nothing. Make sure you're struggling in the right direction in a way that aligns with your value systems. And if you do, and if you stay in that struggle long enough, I promise you, success and struggle, they imply each other. Love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.